Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you for joining and gathering at Labors for Christ Word Life Center. This is an urgent meeting for Word Life Center members. You have time to still get in the house at 1750 West 103rd Street in the upper level. The meeting will be from 6:30 to approximately 8:30, where Apostle Dr. Shanette Harden is requesting the members to be in attendance for a very important meeting. You can also obviously listen to it on Blog Talk Radio. If you have questions, you are able to ask them and join in with the meeting. But we do ask that you put your phones on mute so that we do not cook up the background noise. So until that physical location is ready to come forth, we will listen to worship music.
Good evening, Overseer. Can you hear us? So we just switched rooms. So if you could give us some continuous worship music, maybe for about another 5 minutes, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, and we can do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Here and we're in need of a sign, searching for God in places we won't find Him. Questions from those who believed once before have gone unanswered, all because of doubt. So don't get weary, don't tilt it on His throne with all power in His hand. Yes, He still has power. Yes, He's still the same God. God in places we won't find Him. Questions from those who believed once before have gone unanswered, all because of doubt. So don't get weary, don't be dismayed. He still sits on His throne with all power. Yeah.
brokenhearted from all their pain. Father, we thank you for your promise. He is never short of that word. Jesus will, he will prevail. We declare it tonight, yes. He's still the same.
We thank you for joining us on Blog Talk Radio for the call meeting of Laborers for Christ Word Life Center. They're currently changing rooms, and as soon as they are settled in the new space, they will be on the line. Until then, we ask that you be in prayer.
Can you hear us?
Yes, sir. We are here and we hear you loud and clear.
All right. We got to open our scripture and Proverbs 29:18 says, "Small faith without prophetic vision, people run wild, but blessed are those who follow God's teaching." Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come together at ears to hear what the Spirit desires to speak. As you say to us, we thank you for each person that is represented here on site and also those who are represented on Blog Talk. We thank you for our visionary, our overseer, our doctor, and all. We pray that as we go forth to this meeting, that will guide her, give instruction, direction, and insight. We thank you for every revelation that will be released so that we may mature, that we may prepare ourselves for manifestation. And we may walk in your miraculous, and we thank you for the momentum that it takes to continue to fulfill your will. We are excited about what you are doing in our lives, in the business, and collectively, and what you are doing in the life, the ministry, and the mandate of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All
right,
so we're going to get started. So, first, I just want to thank everybody. A meeting that we call and, you know, we said it was an urgent meeting. And so I just really want to thank each person that has availed themselves one time or their blog talk who just made time in their pocket, in their day, to come out for this meeting. So, you know, this is a sad meeting. People come with like, oh my God, what is this about? It's, you don't have to look sad or anything like that. We just wanted the opportunity to share with you, to update you and to give some direction. So thank you for being here and we have been outfitted on the property on 103rd Street, and then subsequently maybe two properties after that. The ones that you gave us, a Papo Joy and Long Property and some other properties, we'll give you more than what your property is even being listed for. So we got the support for that. So what we want to do is to get it online. How many of us believe that is saying who?
All the space.
faith that we have is all the stuff that's in all this place. We opened up this room because we look at this room like, oh, we'll get this room for my very long time. But what I want to do, I want you to be able to look back there, but not just look back there, I want you to be able to look in the cat back there. And then when you look forward, some people didn't even know these opened, or if they opened, they had no idea that everything in it was ours. Mm-hmm. And so, because we have zoned the entire floor, zone 1 through approximately zone 20, I want you to get a feel for what that actually is going to look like. And so, how many people have been a part of a retreat move?
So that as we talk about what it's going to take, you have a
a very good visual because things are stacked up and, you know, they really should go. So if you want to go in and see if you can make your way around to the other door, it would be cool. Somebody that's a little more limber may want to try to go in and get through. So this becomes very important. I need everybody to know you're going to be a part of this moving process, even if your car is framed that we get enough rubber made. Or if maybe you're the individual that says, I will type up the sheet that blue rubber made equals
amen.
The experience, and this is what it looks like. And so I don't know if you can walk all the way around. Because I need you to really have a good one. Maybe there's a light at the end.
You open the door?
It is open, but you can't get through.
Everybody that came
from Sip and Tank snap to that. You're going to take prophetically in your mind imagery of how to be positioned. There you go.
Yes, yes.
So I want us to get a feel for it all. Once we have that, then we can go back to the sanctuary so that we can continue to share.
Okay, what my name is. Sure.
That's not going to of different times, but wasn't always accessible was the proclamation that we need to have. Because many of us have bought a house before. Never bought a house before. You bought a house before. And you know somebody that bought a house and so you have a point of reference for how that process works. It is very different from purchasing a house to purchasing commercial property. So with that being said, first I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody who built out the purposeful partnership. Those kinds of things are very important because with the purposeful partnership, that is just good. While we're seeking things, two things that they lend us money, they want to know who is backing you and supporting you. So we don't have anybody, a paper trail saying, look, we have people that are supporting us. They're like, well, if you've been doing this for 20 years, you have five people. You're not doing this. You're a liability, okay? You're not good investment at all. And so this really helps in that process. And so thank you for everyone that filled those out. We want to encourage you. If you haven't filled them out, make sure you fill them out. And then to make some movement towards your payment, whether it is $1 or $100, we are going to ask you to partner with other people so that this can be done. So when we started this process, we were looking to raise or to partner with people for a little more than $200,000. And so that isn't necessarily the case now. It's because the properties that are looking at are quite different. But somebody said in order to close in 45 days, what do we need? And it does tell the ancient office, and I'm not going to say they're more important than we are, but we need to be prepared for the ship. Okay? The Bible says that he has a poor leader. So this is the season that we have to get rid of the so that we can get. We want, and that becomes important to do then something we begin to look inwardly. What are some things that still can't take to the top? Within ourselves, some thinking, some mentality, a poverty mentality, a tipping and not tithing, isolation as opposed to being insulated. Okay, and we want to the ministry of beautification and maintenance and all of those things. So when we begin to look at it, we have to assess what can't go into it. Have you got a bun top or any of the stuff in it that you feel that you have the one in your top? So there's just things that you want to make sure within there and some old stuff that you want to have. Anything wrong with it. It's just a sense of your new stuff. And so there's some things within us individually as a corporate group, and we have to know that after check. That's what it wants. Whatever aspects of the system is seen, that's just a sense of joy. So, what do we want to look like? So we got something that we can so that we can appreciate how we lost this thing. Okay, so officially, I don't know that enough. We got
exit. Amen.
So,
yeah.
Sometimes people because there is an investment opportunity that the soil has there is already testimony that has come from the soil.
Mm-hmm.
You get a return before your seed even gets in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, if you make a commitment to do it, God will give you the seed in your house. Because that's what the word says, right? I give and I give bread to the. So we need to begin to look what's in mind.
Yes.
Okay, because then that is testifying about us, right?
Yes.
All right, so. $150,000,
okay.
And that is encompassing of everything. Think of something, whether it's clothing, down payment, mover, whether it's renovation, whatever is needed, that includes of that. Okay. So this is a blessing
okay.
Right now. Okay. So I want us to kind of keep that in our mind. What else is needed? An effective prayer strategy and daily affirmation and confession. What does Psalm say? I'm about to walk into my world. Okay, that's what it says. I am making my transition and I'm going into my wealthy place. And so those are the confessions that we need to prepare to make. Luke tells us, he says, as a man, it is wise for a man to begin to add the cost in his building process. I think that Luke tells us that simply so that you can begin to chart and mark the miracle. Oh my God, you did that. You did that. So I think it's easier for people that may have been here when we needed to raise $60,000 in 60
yeah.
days, you know, so that we could get into a hotel. And then God just dropped it, right? Here you go. Okay, or, you know, we don't have it. The favor said open the door. And before we left out of those doors, we had that and then an overflow. And the overflow was greater than the flow. So I wanted to begin to think about that and just prepare to be available for the Lord to use in whatever capacity. So we need those things. We need individuals that are praying and say this. Every property requires a signature.
Amen.
And so those people that the Lord would say, look, I don't know. I'm not sure if the Lord wants to use me in that capacity to be a signature or to be a sign. You need to see me. That comes for over 680 feet. Because you know what? Multiple signings are needed. And so those are just a few things. And then more, the most important thing that we need to be so unified that we see the vision, not as it unfolds, but we have a glimpse of what is completed. And Holy Spirit has allowed us to see ourselves in the process. So, you know, if you're here, you need to see yourself as an individual that the Holy Spirit is trusting and saying, this is the next thing I want to do with my people and for my people, and I want to get you.
Amen.
I want to get you. Any questions before we kind of shift? All right, so this is what we want to do next.
Pastor Tiffany, can you lift the light for me?
So I want you to write down this.
Oh, let me start.
So that's fine. So I wanted to see this entryway.
Oh.
Okay. And you know,
oops.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I need to put the blueprint up first. The blueprint probably will make. If I just push this in front of that, will it work?
No, it's not to project it.
Okay. Oh, it should work that way.
Blueprint wall.
No, it's not made up for sure. But okay, you're going to begin to look at, and I'm just going to. Well, actually, this is what we'll do. We'll call for a song. We will put up the blueprint, and then we would put up the actual photo so that you can walk through the process and just kind of get a feel for it. And as we talk about it, let's also look at this. If you are interested after this conversation of seeing the property, if you are interested of seeing the property, we have an opportunity to view the property on this coming Saturday from 11:30 to 12.
You know, it's a profit.
We have the opportunity to see the property on Saturday. In a very, very short window between, okay, can you just close up the messages?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have the email.
Okay.
Between 11:30 and 12. However, you must RSVP with me today. This is all I can show up. And I'll share more details to why that can't come. You must let me know that this is in the online design of what I'm able to walk through later. You have to enter, So if you are interested in seeing the property on Saturday, by all means, we will send the invitation for you to be able to see the property. So let me give you this blueprint. Me to do this, to tell you that this is Do we understand that? So, everything on one side is a mere reflection on the other side as well. There is nothing that isn't the same. What you're not going to be able to see on the picture is this entryway here, this open space, and this closed room, okay, or closet kind of giant open space. Aside from that, you're about to see.
No. Here we go. Problem.
Anybody that didn't hear that, that shows no picture. That's a picture wrong. Okay, wait.
Mama.
You want the very first picture?
So this is the outside of the building. Personally, you can see these double doors right here. Remember, I said everything was in double, right? So it's two double doors going into the property next.
Hold on. And that onyx right there is the entrance, right?
So if you can see that little canopy part right there, underneath it is the entranceway with two giant double doors. Okay? It's what we're going to call our gated community.
Yeah.
Because the property is completely gated. So you're coming in the front door now. So remember we said two double doors. This is the perfect example of it is two of everything in this deal. If you don't get that, you're going to miss it. So if you were standing here and you were looking out, these doors right here, these two doors here, exist here on that side. You got it? Two of everything, right? Okay, that's
fantastic.
And this is the worship space. So if you look at that worship space, the worship space will be able to accommodate. And how many things are there? How many different worship spaces?
Two.
So this worship space that you're looking at can accommodate 300 individuals. We won't have a room, but it can accommodate them. So this stage area, this is storage. This is the way that you get to the stage area with storage behind it. This is leading to an office. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, Pastor.
Yes.
So for the people that are into
central area.
Yes. Okay. We'll have something to do with it. This little room right here, if you have this glass, it's kind of like a... No, I'm going to give you a for real. But that's kind of like an observation room. Oh, okay. Overflow room. This is a resource area that has storage behind it, and there's storage inside that room that covers the scope of this. Okay? Now, where are all of the audio sounds? This right here, this space here, is a complete audio sound gadget.
And is this the side that we just saw, or this is the other
this
side?
You're not going to see both sides.
Okay.
It's the same side.
It's the same side, different view.
Different view. The other side, the difference is that two monitors on the wall. And the floor is, the stage is 12 to 5. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Does this one have two monitors?
No.
No. Remember, that's the only difference. Don't find it. Okay. So, this is what the space on the other side looks like, except when you go back faster.
Mm-hmm.
Except for right here, you can see where they were. Right there and right there.
Look on
the other side.
No,
the other side. on the other side are two. Okay. And on the other side, the state, the, what do you call it, the sound.
Everything you see on one side is
the area. It's a little big. Okay, Pastor. Any questions? So, over that, it doesn't matter what pitch. The chairs come with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So, the only thing that won't be there by the time we get there is the carpet and sleep wall.
Praise God.
We need to replace the spiritual purposes. We're going to replace the carpet and sleep wall.
Okay.
Next. So this is the same rule,
different. Go ahead.
Yes, so this is, now remember I said, okay, everybody close your eyes. Blink. It's two of these.
Okay.
Now, I'm not, I, you don't hear me when I say two. You see where this table is sitting? You see how these chairs are set around? You see these black file cabinets? You see the little device right there? The other room has it exactly like.
Okay.
It's literally two of them, okay? Okay, so that's your only office space, little space, that you know this stuff. All right, Pastor. So do you remember when I said that somebody said, I called it an observation room?
Yes, yes, that's it.
So this is what the room looks like. The only difference is there's a glass. You can sit there and listen.
And is there a separate entrance and out the sanctuary?
You go to the sanctuary.
Okay.
Okay, and then this is the storage.
The
location. How was that? How was my bookshelf? I'm sorry, say that again.
Say that again.
Yes, there are bookcases on the wall. Okay?
Oh, sorry.
Well, I don't know what we're going
to do. Go ahead.
This is the ladies. This is the mother's room. That's actually, I believe, what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
The mother's room.
Okay. Not the mother's.
So that is inside the ladies' restroom that you're about to see right now.
The girl down.
Sure. That's the ladies' restroom. So the only thing that's different in this building is it's not for the people that you know.
This one?
First one, the hallway.
Yes.
The only thing different in this field.
Oh, sorry.
6 or 8.
Okay. Really doesn't matter. That's all we're working.
Okay. Question. Okay. Oh, yes. So now remember, this is our gated community, right? Okay. Okay, stop. One moment. This land is outside the gated community. So this is Indiana and 124th place. If you follow this all the way around, and water reclamation, that's Metro PA, some workers, people. You follow that all the way around to that street there, which is 124. This is our lake. So this is the hall. Okay, thank you. Yeah. No, I said the only thing that separates, the only difference is okay.
You want the bathroom, the front?
Just the hall.
I'm going.
The only difference in the entire building is the women. This is the I can let you guys see a visual floor plan. Is that a help? Does that help anybody? Any questions? What did you guys see? Everything is blank. We are definitely open to how we need to set this up to flow for what we do in ministry. So whether they're transition walls or whether we just kind of build it out. Because it's big enough to build out and it's good. And it's one level. I don't know what that is.
We had cheers on this.
Yes, so did you believe?
I don't know
what you're doing. That one side has 14 rows of 12, a middle out, 11 rows of 12, for a total of 168 on one side, 132 on the other side, for a total of 300. Go to the other side, you have that exact same configuration of chairs that you're talking about.
Amen.
Left to clean.
You can't break in them.
There's been no curtains.
Make a breaking.
Whatever works, you guys. Kingdom laws don't have windows. How can I?
So let me take it.
Paulette, they accused me of doing, and Elder Sharita accused me of doing information overload. But it's who I am. So I can't help but do information overload. So I just want us to say phase one.
Phase one.
I can say two. I just want us to say phase one.
Phase one.
What is phase? And so everybody could go on, the envelope say Vision 2020. Right?
Okay.
So phase one is 150 East 124th Place, Chicago, Illinois 60628. Phase two is 526 Main Street in Elburn, Illinois. No. No. It's on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay.
It's on Blog Talk. So phase one is 150 East 124th Place, Chicago, Illinois 60628, and phase two is 526 Main Street, Elburn, Illinois. So this just gives those people who go, you know what, I'm here, I'm a part of this process, and now I know as I am planning and planting here, I know how to prepare for my tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, so the Lord is, yeah, he's marked it. We're in a season, not necessarily a season of catch up, but we are definitely in a season of you really can possess it all. We're Prophet Connie. Because Prophet Connie said, just tell him what you want because you live under open heaven.
Yes.
I had some other things on my list, but I decided to kind of shift to the church side. Even though I thought mine was pretty important, but, you know, I'll take care of his business. He'll take care of mine.
Yeah.
So, and so I by no means will overwhelm people with that process or anything like that, but I just want us to think progression. And really, as we are in preparation, there are so many different things that we can do to be a part of this. And I don't want anybody to become overwhelmed by we need to raise $150,000 because
the cattle on a thousand hills belongs to the Lord. And there are people that are waiting to sow into your wealthy place. Like, they look at us and they go, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, so I just want to make this declaration. For 22 years, I can think of various people who have come through the doors of this ministry who their offering envelopes, no matter what, said new building.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care what they gave.
Yeah.
I don't care how much they put in it. It said what?
New building.
And so I just, for years, there's always been a group of people present whose assignment was to sow and to name their seed new building.
Yeah.
And so I need us to begin to hear that because sometimes we reap where we haven't sown.
Mm-hmm.
There are seasons where we haven't even begun to reap what God has purposed for us. We're reaping the promises that he's just made. And so we just happen to be in the place and in the right position for the downpour of the Holy Spirit to drench us. And so I believe this is a season of downpouring, and the Holy Spirit desires to drench us. We just have to be willing to get wet.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so I don't know about y'all, like, rainy season is the worst season for me. I hate the rain. But I am learning now, you know, so we use the umbrella like this. I don't know what year that was, but I'm sure if I keep talking to all of the retreat people and tell me what year it is. So in 2003, the Lord said, you know what, it's time to turn the umbrella like this so it can collect the rain so that when you turn it over, it's going to drench somebody. And so, you know, he said, it's raining. Okay. Amen. And so if you were here in 2003 at the retreat and you were in the service, you know, it wasn't that the roof was leaky. It was just that the Lord wanted to illustrate, when I say it's going to rain, it will rain in a place literally and spiritually. And so he let the rain come just so that we can go, okay, we are being wet with the dew of the anointing. So we could all be sitting in there in shock, but like, God, you said it and you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's the kind of soil that he has allowed us to become. So I just want us to kind of get into our mindset that those are the unusual kinds of things that the Lord wants to do for us and with us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Any questions, comments, concerns? No? All right, then. Amen. This blog talk? There's some questions, comments, or concerns? Okay. Anybody on Blog Talk have a question, comment, or concern?
I didn't hear most of it, but I'll get it, the information.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, so just as we have no questions. Remember, if you are interested in viewing the building on Saturday from 11:30 to 12, you need to text me today, RSVP, at 773-779-2900, so that we can give them a count of who will be available to view the building. Okay? Those people that are organizationally minded, you know, we have 20 zones that we need to pack. 245 days. Listen. 20 zones as we did our walkthrough. We have 20 zones. And everything is a zone and has been assigned a date to be packed by. Okay, so that it can have an exit date. Everything got an exit date. This is our exit meeting and interview, and everything has an exit date. Again, let me reiterate, it is difficult. I do ask that you not try to communicate this with someone not present, but just ask them to listen to Blog Talk for the information. That way nothing can be lost in translation. Okay? Questions, comments? Concerns?
It
Blog Talk address?
Yes, the Blog Talk address will be for the archive message is Blog Talk Radio / LFC Word Life Center. And then on demand schedule will be dated for May 1st. Amen.
Can we just do that
Apostle,
one more time?
Yes. Okay, and while you were doing the zones, a lot of it wasn't clear. If you could just do a brief summary, you know, of the places you went, you know, and the concerns for each of those places. Just a brief summary, if you could.
Yes.
That would be great.
All right, so we have approximately 20 zones from the hallways resource area to the hallway where the file cabinets are, to the closet in room 10, to room 10, room 11, which is the storage room, room 12 and 13, which are my offices, and the book room, room 14, which has to be Kingdom Church, room 15 and 16. And so this room here is broken up in zones, room 15 and 16, because the back part of the room, the cabinets, the shelves, the storage, and the Rubbermaid is one zone. And these closets up here, closet A, B, and C, is another zone. Then you have the three storage rooms down there are broken up into zones as well. And so remember, as you consider each zone, what we're going to do with it is we're either going to donate it, dump it, pack it, or use it as part of SAVOR. Those are the four options. And so we will be solidifying some dates for when all of that can happen. So we definitely need individuals who think that way, just so that we can come up with an effective labeling system and packing system and parking system while it's waiting to be transported. So that's just kind of like a brief overview. If somebody will give me the rooms on the room numbers on the storage rooms, then I will add this to this information as well. Is 5, 6, and 7? No, do these three storage rooms right here? Is 5, 6, and 7? All right. Superb. Anything else? Yes, go on. So we have not broken down what day we're going to do zone 11, for instance. Zone 1, which is the resource table and that whole area, because I don't want to just think table, it's air conditioning, television, there's all kind of stuff under it. That whole area has to be one of the first things we do, because we want that area to be cleared out, so that we can put rubber bags
bring it over
here.
Can you throw it over there?
Move. In that space. The next space will be zone 2, which is the hallway where the file cabinet and those two stands are. We want to clear that, break it down, and pack it so that we have that kind of space packing. And then zone 3 is the closet, zone 3 and 4. So those first four zones are the closet in room 10 and room 10. And that's a huge undertaking. So there's 1 week left to CCTI. It is the last CCTI of this unit and, you know, in this phase. And so we're going to really turn room 10 more into a preparation room. So whether it's being dumped, donated, moved, or saved. So those are the zones those are the spaces that we'll be working with. And so we'll put something out saying, look, we need Rubbermaid that you know, four blue Rubbermaids, I don't know, so that we can have things color-coded or labeled appropriately so that we'll know what kind of space it needs to go into. So as people are mentally preparing, you know, we're working with mobility modulars for a big storage thing to be on site to store some of the things in. Like I said, we want our primary goal will be to change the front doors, to change the carpet, and to paint the walls. So people say, oh, I know somebody that does that or whatever. Those are things that we are looking at and considering ASAP. Oh, I know a moving company, ABC Movers. I'm making that up, so I wasn't, whatever. You know, I can get an estimate from ABC Movers for 8 guys. I don't know. So we definitely want to do that. We're going to create a schedule that everybody that is interested in participating in, it will meet. It will be able to accommodate. Not just evening out. We're going to create a schedule. Notices are going to go out. I know several people have keys to Bethany, and so we're going to begin to, as, you know, for instance, CCTI is ending, and as different things are coming to a close, as we're in our exit interview, we will be collecting keys from individuals for some of the spaces that they utilize, because that won't be needed, and we need to have an account and give an account for keys to be turned back in all at one time. We're going to begin to look at stuff like that. Probably the chairs in this room and some of the stuff in here will not go. I think you'll probably be surprised at some of the stuff that won't go. But I believe it becomes important that when we came here, without a doubt, Pastor O'Donnell seeded into us. We want to make sure that we avail ourselves to seed into the next ministry that needs a space of worship. Or for those up-and-coming individuals that know God has called them to launch out as a pastor, and they just need a space to try to begin that process. Amen. We don't have to look to the left or right. Just look within. So we just want to assist you in that process. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. No, stop turning. All right. Anything else? All right, we're going to pause. We're going to pause for a few minutes, and then we're going to shift and be prepared to give you some other information. We okay? So we breathing, inhale and exhale. We good? All right, so how much money do we need to position ourselves to be conduits to receive? All right, so listen, that's it. We're positioning ourselves to be conduits to receive this money, and we're thanking God for individuals who go, you know what, I don't mind yielding my signature. We're thanking God for individuals who say, you know what, I know a moving company, or I know carpenters, or I know construction individuals, doors, whatever the case may be, because while this exit is massive, I thought it would be a little overwhelming to share how we need to move in. So I think I would just say that for another day. And again, thank you. While this, I didn't say this was a mandatory meeting, but what I said was that it was urgent, and I really desired your presence to be here. And so I appreciate each individual that has availed themselves physically and or via blog talk to be a part of just this conversation, to be a part of this exit interview. So thank you. We're going to give you some more information, and then I will come. Oh, no.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Amen. So we do just want to
a little shift and share as it relates, I believe, well, for those who don't know, Brother in Love, Elder Edward Parker, has made his transition to glory Monday morning at 4:27 a.m. And so we are anticipating the celebration of life service Saturday here at Bethany Union Church in the main sanctuary at 3:30 p.m. We are reaching out, asking those who will be here, if you can please let us know, amen, so we can make some kingdom assignments for this celebration of life. No clergy is needed. If you knew Brother in Love and Elder Arlette, they're pretty casual people. So we can wear jeans. Amen. Amen. I didn't say jeans. I said jeans. You're still a laborer. Amen. Amen. So we are, our hearts are going to be full, amen, and prepared to celebrate his life and his legacy. One of the things that Brother in Love was extremely passionate about was the vision that God had given Apostle, and he wouldn't let it lay down. So we were talking about it, and we started talking about something else. He'd go back to the vision of the building. amen. So we are extremely excited. So it's on Facebook, different ways that you can give. The Elder Arlette has, and his family have expressed that if you would, they are, if you would just take a jar and fill it with whatever. So if you're giving a donation, the Spirit will lead you to give to soul, into it, any acts of kindness that you would like to do, any type of monetary donation, it's available. You can do it electronically, Cash App, Zelle, and PayPal. Am I correct? Thank you. And that is perfectly fine because those who have done it that way, we have already have your stuff printed and we have it in a jar and we will have them available. And that is how we will sow. That is how we will share and how his legacy, he was very much into the seed and the soil. Amen. Amen. And so if you were part of one of our anniversaries and a few things we've done since then, we talked about the seed, the soil, and the water. Amen. And so he had really taken that very passionately and to heart. And so we would just like to continue his legacy by doing that. So, again, we will be here Saturday at 3:30. It will be a celebration of life. There will be no repast after it. There is no clergy garment needed. He was a sports fan, so you may see a few people rocking some sports paraphernalia. But definitely that is just the heart of where we recognize the magnitude of this event. We also want to celebrate his life. His family from South Carolina, his children, his grandchildren, his dad, all those who who are here, his wife, and so we do just want to be here as a seed. Amen. All resolutions could be sent to. What do you want to say? What is your intention? All resolutions could be sent to Arlette, Arlette, Parker, Parker, @yahoo.com. All resolutions can be sent to her email. And there will be a moment of acknowledgement of those resolutions during the celebration of life. Amen. Are there any questions? Arlette, Arlette, Parker, Parker, @yahoo.com. All resolutions and acknowledgements can be sent to that email, and they will be acknowledged during the celebration of life. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Mm-hmm. No.
No questions or comments about any of the things that have been shared today? We definitely appreciate your love. We appreciate your support on behalf of Elder Arlette and her family. We just thank you for every act of kindness, every card, email, text, fax, every visit, everything that everybody has done. We definitely appreciate that. It definitely enhances, it encourages her and the family along this journey. So we want to say thank you. We love you and we appreciate it. If we don't have any other questions, please do not wear clergy. I know we said no clergy needed. Let me just, and Pastor Marla is so kind in her presentation, don't wear clergy. Okay, so let's honor that process and that request. Okay? Any other questions? Physical card?
Apostle?
Not an e-card? Yes.
Apostle.
Let me get the
even though
yes.
It is jeans, but they are women in skirts.
Right. We Pastor clarified that. Yeah, that. Okay, no pants. You want to come church casual for laborers. There you go. Church casual for laborers. The physical location to send a card, I will get you. You know what? Send it to P.O. Box 2081. P.O. Box 2081. Matson. Oh, it's 60443. I was trying to think of her P.O. Box because it's there as well, but that's fine. You could just send it to Labor LLC P.O. Box 2081, Matson, Illinois 60443. So all cards can go there. Anything else? All right, well, now to those people that help prepare and, you know, go, you can't ask people to come to church at 6:30 and keep them to 8:30 without giving them food. So can we just thank the hospitality ministry that has made, we don't have to know who it is, just say thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, amen. The hospitality ministry that has made quite a bit of food available to people. Seriously, quite a bit of food. So all in room 10. And so as we prepare to leave this space, we can prepare to go into room 10 and receive the Ministry of Hospitality in room 10. So, again, RSVP with me, 773-779-2900. We look forward to seeing if you're going to be at the gated community. The exclusive gated community. Okay, we're adding words to this. And so then we will see, if we don't see you there, we'll see some of you here at 3:30 for the Celebration of Life ceremony for Elder Parker. And then we will be back here on Sunday at 10:15. That way we can start at 10:30. Because you never know the order of service on Sunday. I don't want somebody to think, oh, I'm not going to miss anything, because the word may come first. Yeah. And then you may get a box. Okay, so one of the questions, phenomenal question, is there a setup, come early on Saturday to help set up Bethany for the Celebration of Life service. And so the service starts at 3:30 on Saturday. So if you can be here at 3 o'clock to help set up that. Remember, there's no pre-pass and there's no repass. So there's no pre-pass and there's no repass. There is just a Celebration of Life. And we're going to enjoy. Okay, so 3 o'clock. If you can come so that all of the things that need to be shifted and relocated downstairs or whatever that may be, that can happen as well. All right. Anything else? All right. Well, let's bless the food and let's shift.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you have shared. Thank you for every ear that has made itself available to hear the vision and to hear what the Spirit is saying. We pray and thank you in advance for what you're going to do, what you have done, and what we can expect to walk in. We thank you for the food we're about to receive. Thank you for the hands that prepared it. You said that you'll bless our bread and water. Take sickness from among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.